even after they're born. Rick Smith.
Silent teacher, hold my hand. Lead me to the promised land. I go.
So more than 20,000 people have signed the petition for LeBron James to take over as Secretary of Education and oust billionaire Betsy back to her 164-foot yacht with the Cayman Island flag on it. Yeah, the people who want America first, they register their yachts in the Cayman Islands. Why? Well, because we wouldn't want to have to pay anyone. We want to be able to abuse labor laws and cheat on taxes and stuff like that. Yeah. Mind-blowing. But, hey, still time to sign. They're trying to get 25,000 signatures at thepetitionsite.com. That's all you have to do is go to thepetitionsite.com and right there sign up for LeBron James as Secretary of Education. He says, hey, couldn't do any worse than what we've got now. And if you look at the school that they opened up, I guess, this week, I'm in favor of a lot of the things that they want to do. I think we should universally do it across education. But here to talk a little bit about what we see, especially in inner city schools, I've asked Susan Dufresne to come talk with us. She's an integrated kindergarten teacher, author, illustrator, and also one of the Badass Teacher Executive Board members. Susan, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick, for inviting me on the show. And a shout out to Beth Morales, our newly elected executive director of BAT, for arranging our connection tonight.
Yeah, Gus is a great guy. What do you think of this? What do you think of the I Promise School and LeBron James, pushing this and being the face of this new school that they've opened in Akron?
Well, I think it's great because it's a truly public school. It is run by an elected school board, and it is not a charter school. And that is really an important thing. The other piece is that he's providing wraparound services, which we know that our children need.
No, and this, one of the things I said yesterday, and for some reason I thought it was a charter, so I now stand completely corrected and happily so. Because, as you said, it's the wraparound services. It's the bringing the parents in. And one of the first, when I first heard that, they're going to have reading classes for parents and the opportunity to get a GED, I'm going, see, that's what we should be doing everywhere, not just for these 240 kids.
Absolutely. And we did things like that in the 20s. But we have a lot of issues in our country, as you know, with the way we are treating immigrants today.
Yeah.
This is a mark service that he's providing.
Now, you look at this and, there's a bunch to this. I mean, the idea of having free breakfast and free lunch, having their uniforms paid for, their tuitions paid for. At the end of it, if they graduate and they can get into the University of Akron, their college tuition's paid for. I mean, this is, this is where we should be going.
Well, and I think that, if we tax people like the Microsoft and in Washington State here, we've got really the big five. We've got Boeing, we've got Amazon, we've got Microsoft, Starbucks, Nintendo, and more. And they all get by without paying taxes. And like you were just talking about, they have their tax shelters on the Cayman Islands, et cetera. If they all had to pay their taxes, then we could provide all those things in our public schools.
Yeah, I mean, we see report after report coming out on how the wealthy are getting away with paying taxes and how their wealth continues to grow and all of this. And yet, I don't think we focus enough on the negative effects of having a billionaire class as large as we have. And I think it comes down, especially when you're talking about minority communities, where they seem to be the ones to get dumped on the most.
Absolutely, and they have for centuries.
I tell the story all the time. I grew up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland in a minority community. And the silver bullet idea back then was busing. We're going to ship kids from one side of town to the other side, from one crummy school to another, one underfunded school to another, one school with, outdated materials to another. And they thought that was going to fix things. Instead of doing what I think the school in Akron is getting at, it's the wraparound services, it's the community idea. It's also making sure that, all of the external things are examined, like having breakfast and lunch.
Absolutely, and I hope LeBron has employees there that are unionized. I think that's really important. We know Dr. King was killed in a situation where he was working to support the unionists, and we cannot have racial justice in this country without having economic justice. And we can't have economic justice with all these oligarchs not paying their taxes.
No, you're absolutely right. And I tell the story all the time. I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood. And I learned very, very young that it wasn't about black and white. It was about green. It was about the economic power. Because at the end of the day, we were both broke. That didn't matter. We both didn't have food at the end of the month. We both were worried about being out in the street. And it was that economic power that I think all of us should have been fighting for.
We definitely need to fight for that now. And I just, you know, we still have to be careful because even though we may be living in poverty, there's still institutional racism, and that impacts people of color in a much different way, in addition to poverty.
Right. Now, you had said a second ago that you hope that the teachers at the LeBron James School they'll be unionized. We now live in the post Janus world, where you know that's going to be much harder. Any ideas? Any thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Red for Ed is rising all over the country. And in Missouri, they just did a really great thing with ending the right to work there. I think what we have here, Rick, is an opportunity. And I think that we're going to see labor rising. And we're working on that all over the country. And it's happening in our right to work state. And I think people are going to be in for a surprise. I think Reagan tried to kill it with what he did with the air traffic control pieces in the 80s, but I think that we are going to see union rising, and we're starting to build coalitions all over the country with labor.
Well, I think, to be honest, from the Patco firings forward, what you've seen, especially in the private sector, is a steady decline of union membership, and in the public sector, you actually saw it go up because the rules were in such a way that it was easier to join, it was easier to get that first contract, it was easier to get over the obstacles that our ossified labor laws have put in the way of average everyday working people. For me, I've been saying for a long time, you know, all of these attacks, they come and the response is tepid. What I want to see is a much more militant labor force. And, you know, I say this all the time. You can talk about the unions, but the unions are nothing more than all of the members. And what I want are militant members, because without militant members, you can't have militant unions.
Well, and thus the Badass Teachers Association. You know, Rick, we have BAS in Puerto Rico working to help there. We've got BAS working to support the Parkland students, Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter at School, the Me Too campaign, the immigrants and DACA and the issues of family separation. We're fighting against the racist high-stakes testing and privatization, but we're also fighting for things like community schools. We are allies with Journey for Justice and the We Choose campaign. We fight for health care and climate justice. We've got a lot of science educators. We fight for quality of work life in our union and our workplace for all people and for a living wage for all people through economic justice and unionism.
Which is why we have you on every week. I like active. I like engaged. I like people who are gonna get into the streets and mix it up, because this is where we have to change things. For too long we've been passive. For too long we've taken, we're just happy to have a job, like the Huey Lewis song. I'm taking what they're given because I'm working for a living. Well, you don't have to take it. You can stand up, speak out, step forward, and fight back. And that, to me, that's the message of this moment right now.
Yes, and that gives me hope. I think that it needs to be more than marches, though. I love the marches, and there's a continuum of activism. You know, sometimes it takes a while to get a person to wear a button, for example, or a red shirt. We have to start somewhere with people, but eventually, I think to make a real change in this country, it's going to take more civil disobedience.
No, I'm right there with you. Are you hopeful for the future? I mean, I talk to a lot of people who are, you know, the Trump thing, you know, doom and gloom, the prospect of a Brett Kavanaugh sitting on the Supreme Court has people in the doldrums. Where do you find yourself?
It's up and down, and I would say mostly up. Like I said, I see Janus as an opportunity, and I see people rising that have never gone to a march before. And I think what we really need to do, we've got a lot of identity politics going around, and it's really important to understand all of those different pieces. But we also need to have some intersectionality, and by that I mean I think all of these social and racial justice movements need to join together. And if we join together, the people have the power. We're giving it away.
Right.
And little by little, I think people are starting to understand that.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, what's happened, especially to the working class of this country, and I always I love to quote the great railroad magnate, Jay Gould, who said, "I could easily hire half the working class to kill the other half." We see that played out almost every day. And when you look at this silo thinking, you know, and I hope you're right. I hope, you know, all of these different groups find a way to come together, because, you know, my issue isn't any better than yours, and yours isn't any better than mine. There's a way forward for everybody, I think.
There is. And like I said, I'm mostly feeling hopeful. I think there's an opportunity in front of us. We have to take it, though.
Even with someone like billionaire Betsy as the Secretary of Education?
Oh, boy. That's a really deep subject, and it could take up the whole show.
Have you signed on to the position for LeBron James? Because, hey, look, even if he did it part-time, you know, at halftime during the basketball game, he couldn't do any worse.
I will definitely sign it. I was glad to hear that on the show today.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things we should be doing. Any advice for folks who may be feeling a little bit down and in the doldrums, especially about education? Because look, you know, we're seeing still the attacks on public education. I would argue maybe not as great and as in my face as they had been, you know, maybe last year, but they're still front and center. Any advice for folks?
Well, join the Badass Teachers Association. There's a lot of hope in our group. Because we help support local issues, we help support state issues, and we support national issues. And we have people in all 50 states and in communities across all those states. So it's a hopeful place to be right now. And then, you know, act as allies and accomplices with all of these other groups. Like I said, find some intersectionality and get active. That's going to make you feel a sense of empowerment that you need and some hope right now.
There you go. Come together. Don't isolate. Don't feel alone. Join a group of like-minded activists and militant folks and take the country back. Right, Susan?
Yeah.
That seems like some great advice. Susan, I appreciate the time, the thoughts. Really great talking with you. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I hope that we can have another opportunity in the near future. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my new book that I've written.
Oh, I cannot wait. So please, by all means, we need to take a look at the book and talk about that as well.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, Susan. Thank you so much, Susan Dufresne. And we're going to have to get a link to the book so that you can take a look at it. So maybe we'll have it before the next time she comes on. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.